Today is Monday, June 17th, 2019. Ray tracing is coming to Doom Eternal. Blizzard is thinking of reducing max level in WoW, and the Elite Controller 2 improves durability. All this and more on today's edition of the Gamer Daily News Podcast. All the biggest gaming news stories delivered in less than 10 minutes. I'm so happy you're here. My name is X1. Let's do this. First up in a news story over at WCCFtech.com, ray tracing is coming to Doom Eternal. An information game from Giant Bomb's Night 2 at E3 2019, Marty Stratton from id Software has confirmed that Doom Eternal and its game engine, id Tech 7, will support RTX ray tracing. Not only will it support ray tracing, but Marty himself states that he thinks, quote, we'll do it better than everybody. That's huge. Ray tracing has been supported in their other games, Wolfenstein Youngblood, for instance. This is utilizing their id Tech 6 software, so it's only natural that with their id Tech 7, it's probably going to be supported. Ray tracing, for those of you that don't know, is basically improved lighting. It's a technology that improves lighting, makes it more realistic, thus making the game more enjoyable, obviously. I had a chance to get my hands on Doom Eternal, which is set to release on the 22nd of November of this year. While at E3, it's a gorgeous game. Doom is amazing. It maintains its high pedigree of gameplay. And with ray tracing, it's going to be even better. Next in a news story over at PC Gamer, it looks like Blizzard are planning to reduce max level in World of Warcraft, at least according to a survey. A survey recently sent to World of Warcraft players includes the following question. Are you aware that the maximum level of 120 will be reduced in the future? This has caused a bit of a stir because nobody was aware that a reduction of the level cap was definitely happening, yet that's what the suggestion suggests. The idea was mentioned by game director Ian Hizikostas in a developer Q&A last year, but it sounded much more theoretical at the time. Here's what he had to say back then, quote, it's something we've genuinely discussed and considered because yes, it's daunting for a brand new player who's reading about the game, who's hearing about it from a friend who's like, hey, I have to do too many levels before I can come do the new thing with you. And even though the levels take this fixed amount of time and it's not this month's long journey to get you to max level, it still feels like a really big number. And it also means in practice, you probably do go more levels than you probably should between getting new abilities and getting new talents. A lot of those problems could be alleviated by simply squishing levels as a whole, unquote. He went on to explain that the complexity of a level squish had prevented them from doing one thus far. And they also had to consider the potential effect on players who might log in, see their level has gone down, and feel like they've lost something, even if the actual abilities they have remain unchanged. A follow-up question in the survey elaborates further, saying, quote, the level squish will reduce the total number of levels required to access the most current game content. The level cap will be dramatically lower than the current level cap of 120. This does seem like a good thing. I am one of those players who do see that number and do think it's daunting. I have brothers who are very much into this game, and I've yet to jump into them in any real way because of that number. I'm so far behind, I just think, it's not worth it. So maybe this will appeal to other players like me. We'll see. Regardless what happens, we will keep you updated here because this is huge. In a news story over at IGN, Elden Ring is closer to Dark Souls than Sekiro or Bloodborne. From Software's newest IP, Elden Ring is in the works as a collaboration between Dark Souls director Hidetaka Miyazaki and Song of Ice and Fire author George R. The Game of Thrones author. Why do I have to say Song of Ice and Fire? And isn't it a Song of Fire and Ice? I think this article is incorrect. Anyways, I've read all the books. Let's just say Game of Thrones. Author George R.R. Martin. Miyazaki tells IGN that the narrative in Elden Ring will be similar to that of Dark Souls, which is known for its vague story and emphasis on environmental storytelling. Most of Miyazaki's other works including Demon's Souls and Bloodborne share some of those same traits. However, in Sekiro, they went with a main character with an identity and a little bit more focused storytelling. So that was a little bit interesting. However, while the collaboration with Martin seems to indicate that Miyazaki is experimenting with the way he wants to tell stories in his games even more, he says that Elden Ring's story and world will be told in similar fashion as Dark Souls, with a vast open world environment. Miyazaki believes that exploration in Elden Ring will be more extensive than before, which creates opportunity for deeper story development. The Elden Ring is an action RPG with a setting inspired by Western fantasy novels. However, according to Miyazaki, it is not directly inspired by Lord of the Rings. Gameplay-wise, Miyazaki describes his new game as a Souls-like game in a more open environment. From Software is on fire. Obviously, George R. R. Martin is a billionaire now. I don't know if he's actually literally a billionaire, but he's had a lot of success. Game of Thrones is a fantastic story. So you put the two together and you've got a game with a lot of hype and a lot of anticipation. Super excited. Can't wait for this to release and see what it's all about. And in our last news story of the day, this one is coming at us from Windows Central. It looks like the Xbox Elite Series 2 controller improves bumper and grip durability. And this is something that is much needed because I have the first Elite controller, the Series 1. Loved it. Felt fantastic. Loved playing with it. But it broke. I mean, it didn't fully break. My joystick went. We were able to fix it finally, but we had to do it ourselves. The durability was an issue with the first one. So hopefully with an Elite product like this, they've fixed the durability, but according to Windows Central's, they claim they have. Microsoft's E3 2019 conference wrapped last week, host to the unveiling of its Xbox Elite Wireless Controller Series 2. Delivering its latest revision of the premium Xbox accessory, Elite Series 2 packs a roster of handy enhancements. The extensive facelift makes room for joystick tension control, improved hair trigger locks, which I got to utilize in Gears 5, and boom, blew my mind. You could really lock those triggers so you barely have to press them, firing weapons. That's definitely a boost. And an internal battery. Oh, internal battery. I'm there because the Elite Controller 1, you had to use your own batteries, and it sucked. I'm just going to say it sucked. Spent a lot of money on batteries because I wasn't smart enough to buy rechargeable ones, but now it comes with a built-in one. I am there, baby. Paired with a dedicated integrated charging dock. We've been following the Xbox Elite Series 2 for some time, recently getting hands-on early at E3 29. Microsoft's leading gamepad emerges sleeker than ever, packing a familiar design and feature set unrivaled by alternatives. It now appears Microsoft has refined manufacturing too, slated to alleviate durability issues that plagued its predecessor. Principal designer on Microsoft devices, Elliot Yu, has confirmed bumper durability improvements for Series 2 on Twitter, quote, reinforced under the latest design. Bumpers were a huge problem and joysticks were a huge problem. That's in the first one. That seemed to be what went for everybody. Yu followed by assuring durability and construction has also improved for the rubberized grips. Microsoft's original Xbox Elite controller has faced well-documented shortcomings with buyers documenting peeling rubberized grips, loose bumper buttons, among other issues. Microsoft has failed to formally address concerns facing the first generation design, despite being a widespread concern. The Xbox Elite Series 2 is slated for November 4th, 2019, providing our first opportunity for extensive testing. While gauging durability improvements comes with time, it's a crucial factor as launch nears. Pre-orders are now live via the Microsoft Store, priced at $180. And that does us for today, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me. Happy Monday. Nobody likes a Monday, but hopefully yours has started out well. If you haven't yet, please rate and review and subscribe to us over on iTunes. It really helps the show. I love doing this. It's great to be back. I'll be here first thing tomorrow morning. We will see you guys then.